Today's reading is in Genesis chapter 8, starting in verse 20. Genesis 8, verse 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took some of every clean animal and some of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And when the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every bird of the heavens, upon everything that creeps on the ground and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything. But you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. And for your lifeblood I will require a reckoning. From every beast I will require it, and from man. From his fellow man I will require a reckoning for the life of man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For God made man in his own image. And you, be fruitful and multiply. Increase greatly on the earth and multiply in it. Then God said to Noah and his sons with him, Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I will establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. The sons of Noah who went forth from the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these people of the whole earth were dispersed. Noah began to be a man of the soil, and he planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine and became drunk and lay uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his brothers outside. Then Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and walked backward and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned backward, and they did not see their father's nakedness. When Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his youngest son had done to him, he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brothers. He also said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servants. After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. All the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. These are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, Togarmah. The sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. From these the coastland peoples spread in their lands, each with his own language, by their clans and their nations. The sons of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Saptica. The sons of Rama, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod. He was the first on earth to be a mighty man. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. The beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, Calneh, in the land of Shinar. From that land he went into Assyria and built Nineveh, Rehoboth-ir, Calah, and Resen between Nineveh and Calah, that is, the great city. Egypt fathered Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Nephtuhim, Pathrasim, and Kasluhim, from whom the Philistines came, and Kephtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Afterward, the clans of the Canaanites dispersed, and the territory of the Canaanites extended from Sidon in the direction of Gerar as far as Gaza, and in the direction of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboim as far as Lasha. These are the sons of Ham by their clans, their languages, their lands, and their nations. To Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the elder brother of Japheth, children were born. The sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan fathered Almadad, Shelep, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadaram, Uzzel, Dikla, Obel, Ibamael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. The territory in which they lived extended from Mesha in the direction of Sephar to the hill country of the east. These are the sons of Shem by their clans, their languages, their lands, and their nations. These are the clans of the sons of Noah, according to their genealogies, in their nations, and from these the nations spread abroad on the earth after the flood. I just want to make a couple of observations from our reading for today. I think it says a lot about Noah that the first thing that he does when he comes out of the ark is to build an altar and take and put burnt offerings on that altar. It's obviously what God was looking for because it was pleasing to God. And then there is this covenant that God makes with him. But one who is completely focused on serving God is always wanting to offer that sacrifice, whether it's from the Old Testament and they were sacrificing animals, or whether we are today, we are a living sacrifice toward God, serving him each and every day. The one who is centered on God serves God first. He puts him first in his life. He is the priority. After they came out of the ark, it was time for them to begin to make a new life for themselves. And one of the things that Noah chose to do was to plant a vineyard. Now, notice verse 20, it said he planted a vineyard. There's an alternate rendering of the translation that states that Noah was the first to plant a vineyard. So it may be that he was the first one to grow grapes and make them in this way rather than perhaps them growing wild. But at some point, he enjoys the fruit of his labors, but maybe enjoys too much. He becomes drunk and he lays uncovered in his tent. I have no way to know why he was uncovered. I can't make any comment on that. But he was in private. The idea of him being in his tent was, I think he was in a private location. And so Ham comes in, sees it. I don't know why he was coming in there. Maybe he was checking on his dad. I have no idea. I don't know the motivation. But it seems that his motivation, once he knows what's going on, is not to rectify the situation like his brothers do, but perhaps to, I don't know, poke fun or I don't know. I don't know what his motivation was, but it doesn't seem to be righteous in any way. But his brothers did have a righteous response, and they cover up their father and do so in a way in which they don't see him. So because of this, Noah pronounces a curse on Canaan. And you're beginning to see some names that turn into nations that you probably begin to know what the outcome is. You remember from other passages and from our Sunday morning class, how some of these nations began to interact with those that were descendants of Abraham. And so then you had all the generations and some difficult names. I hope I did decently with them. But again, you start to recognize many of those names and see the beginnings of what we're going to read about later. And so think on these things, but that thought that I want to leave you with today is that priority toward God. Is God our priority? Are we serving Him first and trusting that we will have the necessities of life, the needs, our needs will be met? That's what we need to do. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. Matthew 6, verse 33. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.